Hello everyone, Miss Jean here. This summer, there's an amazing event taking place just up the road from where we are in Gillette, Wyoming. It's the International Pathfinder Camporee. Now, the Camporee is an incredible opportunity to exercise your faith and to grow closer to God. And here's some good news. You don't have to wait to exercise your faith until August. There's a Bible study challenge going on right now. It's your chance to study the Bible and earn a free collector's pin too. So join the Bible study challenge today at BibleStudyChallenge.com.
You here with the key?
I'm sorry, did you say you have the key?
So you don't have the key either.
Police, show yourself.
It's me.
Who's me?
A singing, painting ex-con at a church, no less.
Hi, Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. In our last episode of this season called Harmony Corner, we met Peabody. He exercised his faith and asked God to show him how he could help the church in Discovery Mountain, Harmony Corner Church. Mr. Simon and Jake prayed too, and it seems as if Peabody will provide the help that everyone needs. Ah, I see Peabody just rounding the corner and driving into Discovery Mountain. He's ready to help, but he's going to have a tougher time getting started than he realizes. And he's going to have to keep exercising his faith. The Harmony Corner Church has a lot of people who care about it, but they don't appear to work together as a team very well. Let's join everyone for today's episode called Mission at Midnight.
Good morning, Natasha. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Granddad. Sure, I'm happy to help.
Well, I appreciate it. I wish I could be here to welcome Peabody myself, but, you know.
I know. The mayor's business doesn't wait.
Well, most of the time anyway.
Don't forget, I teach my first class at 11:42.
I'll be back in time. Peabody should be here any minute. I'll leave my church key here for him.
Okay.
I don't seem to have my key.
Oh, Granddad, you gave me your key last night so I could clean the kitchen. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Now, why was that again? You have your own church key.
I do, but I loaned mine to Jamie.
All right. Well, tell Peabody hello. I'm off.
See you soon. Oh, Granddad, you forgot your paperwork.
Paperwork? Let's see. Oh, I don't need that for my meeting. That's new sheet music for the choir.
Choir? I haven't heard a choir sing.
Yes, I know, but I keep choosing music and praying for enough choir members to actually harmonize. Just put it on my desk for me. I'll be back in a couple hours.
All right, Granddad. Have a good meeting. Music for a choir that hasn't sung in years? Oh, this is a beautiful piece. Aw, Granddad. I'll go put your dream on your desk.
Hello, Mr. Simon?
Hello. You must be Mr. Peabody.
Hi there. Yes, is Mr. Simon here?
He isn't, but he asked me to greet you. I'm his granddaughter. I'm...
Natasha! I haven't seen you since you were a tiny little thing.
Yep, that's me. Good to meet you, or see you. I guess we met before.
Yeah, you wouldn't remember. You were a toddler. Jamie was just a baby.
Well, Mr. Peabody...
Forget the mister. We're practically family.
Okay. Welcome back to Discovery Mountain. Granddad asked me to give you a key to the church. Let me find it for you in my bag.
Wonderful. I'm eager to take a look. There's a lot of work to get done.
There really is. Let's see. Calculator, no, notebook, laptop charger.
Did you figure out what the bad smell is in the church kitchen?
Oh, you heard about that already? No, I cleaned it from top to bottom yesterday, and it still smelled weird.
Like, what kind of weird?
I don't know. You'll see when you go in the church. Can't miss the smell. If I could just find the key for you in this bag. Why do I have so many granola bars?
Did you leave your key at the church, maybe?
No, I left right as Jake arrived. Ah, that's it. I gave my key, well, Granddad's key, to Jake to lock up.
Okay, where can I find Jake to get the key?
He's in the academy teaching Bible class.
I'll head over.
Okay, do you need directions?
Nope, I know the way. See ya.
Bye. Nice meeting. Seeing you. Judah, come on, take the book.
No way. It's not my turn to lead out, it's yours.
But I taught the youth class last week.
I'm not falling for this again.
Ugh, Jake's our youth leader. Why doesn't he just teach class every week?
He says we need the experience.
Man, I'm gonna have a talk with Jake about that one.
Oh, excuse me, did you say Jake?
Yeah.
And you are?
Oh, I have a visitor's pass from Reader. See, I'm Peabody.
Oh, I know you.
You do? Hey, you must be Jamie Simon.
I've heard all about you from my dad.
I'm Judah Harris, by the way.
Judah. Well, I've heard all about you from your dad, too.
Right. My dad told me you were coming to fix the church. And you're staying at our house.
I am going to be staying with your family, yes. Now, fix the church? Well, I'm here to help anyway. Natasha sent me here to get the church key from Jake.
Oh, I have Bible class next. I'll show you the way.
I'll see you tonight, Peabody.
See you later, Judah.
Bible class is just around the corner in room...
Is it still in room 201? Whew, I could tell you a few stories from when your dad and I went here.
Oh, I'm sure you could. Yeah, it's in room 201. Here we are.
Jamie, you didn't tell me we had a visitor. I could have cleaned up all the map projects off the floor.
Jake, it's fine. Peabody, meet Chaplain Jake.
Nice to meet you, Chaplain Jake. I like the projects. Looks like you're mapping out Paul's, let's see, his third missionary journey?
Yeah? How'd you know?
Oh, Jake, Peabody and my dad went to...
Well, enough about me and about maps. Your class awaits, Chaplain Jake.
Yeah, Jamie, take your seat.
Nice meeting you, Peabody.
Nice seeing you too, Jamie. Now, Chaplain Jake, Natasha sent me over to get the church key.
Oh, right. I went to the church to look at the furniture at the youth chapel, and the couch leg is broken. The rocking chair fell apart a few weeks ago, and the armrest is broken on the...
Well, Jake, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, I know. You're an answer to prayer. Now, here, take out your phone.
Okay.
Yeah, there. I just sent you the list of all the fix-it projects in the church.
Thank you? And how about the key?
The key? Oh, right. Well, I don't actually have it. You see, I gave it to Mrs. Lee this morning. She wanted to work on item number 11 on the list.
Oh, there's the bell. I better let you teach your class, Jake. Where can I find Mrs. Lee?
Oh, she's the first and second grade teacher. See, her classroom's right...
Thanks, Jake. I know where it is. See you later.
Nice meeting you.
Put your workbooks away, everyone. Free reading time in the corner.
Mrs. Lee, I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's all right. How may I help you, Mr.?
Peabody.
Oh, you're the guy.
The guy?
Who's going to fix the church.
Well, I thought it would be a team effort.
Top of your list needs to be the children's classrooms. I've tried everything. But the rooms are so dark.
I believe it's on the list. Number 11, I think?
Number 11? Peabody, do you have any children?
I have a son.
Good. Well, then you can sympathize. How are our children supposed to learn about God in dingy, dark rooms? We need pocket lights, two over the table and two more over the bookcase, or maybe some pendant lights.
Oh, well, I'm happy to discuss this more later, Mrs. Lee, but...
No, pendant lights might be too dim. How about...
Mrs. Lee, I must get going. Could you kindly give me the church key that Jake gave you this morning?
Church key? Oh, I sent Mia over to the church with it for Guy Watts.
So, one of your students has the key?
I wouldn't send one of my students over to the church alone. Mia's a fourth grader.
Oh, I'm just looking for the key.
Try the church. Guy Watts has it.
Well, all right. Thank you. Bye.
I look forward to discussing pendant lights with you.
Peabody drove up to Harmony Corner. What he didn't know was that Mia forgot all about taking the key to the church as Mrs. Lee asked her to. It was still safely in her pocket.
You here with the key?
I'm sorry. Did you say you have the key?
So you don't have the key either.
Getting into this church has been harder than I expected. Hi, I'm Peabody.
Guy Watts. You're the guy who's gonna fix the church?
Well, I'm here to help.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a team effort. I'm happy to paint.
Thank you, Guy. That's the first good news I've heard today.
The first good news?
Williams!
Hey, Peabody. Hello again, Guy. Nice to see you.
You too, Pastor Williams.
And this is my associate, Mr. Barber.
Gentlemen, I'll be in charge of this operation.
Yes. Barber will assist with anything you need to help fix up the church.
Like I said, I'll oversee the fix-ups and whatnot.
Thanks, Barber. I look forward to working with you.
Well, throw me the key and let's take a look inside.
About that.
Yes?
It's a long story.
Peabody's having trouble getting into the church, and Barber's here to help? I don't think that's a positive thing. We'll find out if they finally find the church key right after this.
Hi, I'm Grant, and I play Judah here on Discovery Mountain. Did you know that Discovery Mountain is on Instagram? Follow us for behind-the-scenes content on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll see you there.
Well, Peabody's day didn't get any better. He never did get a key to the church. Now, Peabody is in the guest bedroom above the cafe, but he isn't sleeping.
What time is it? 11:42 p.m.? Well, it's too late to call Mabel at home. I'd wake her up. I can't stop thinking about the church. I need to see inside. That's it. I'm going over there. Quiet, Peabody. Don't wake up John and the family. Fresh night air.
Peabody walked to Harmony Corner, his flashlight creating a soft glow in the darkness. Reaching the little church, he stopped.
I love this church, even with its flaking paint. Oh, where did you come from? Oh, don't run away. I was just making friendly conversation. Hey, you can't just go inside the church. Wait, you mean the door was open all day? Well, I might as well look inside. Oh, the smell. Ugh. Do the lights work? That one doesn't. I hope the batteries in my flashlight last. All right, cat, you seem to know your way around in the dark. I'll follow you. A lot of broken furniture in here. They must be using this room for the youth chapel. Okay, I'll follow you. It's dark down here. The children's classrooms, they need a lot of work. Oh no, that's the way to the kitchen. I'm not ready for the full smell. There's so much work to do here, but if everyone took on one project, we could do it together. That's it!
Police! Show yourself.
It's me.
Who's me?
Peabody, officer.
Peabody? Oh, well, we've been expecting you.
Wait, you have?
Yes, you're here to fix the church.
To help, yes. I have a plan now.
Why are you here in the middle of the night?
Well, I couldn't sleep, and I took a walk, and then I saw a cat.
Stormy, there you are. Come here, girl.
That's your cat?
It's my daughter's, Kayla Lewis.
Pleased to meet you, officer. I'm sorry I...
Hold out your hands.
Oh, officer, you don't have to put handcuffs on me. I'll go peacefully.
I'm not arresting you. Here.
Oh? Oh, it's a key.
It's my church key. Now, come on. I'll take you and Stormy both home. Come back tomorrow when it's light out.
Thank you, officer.
No more midnight missions, all right?
I promise, sir. A key. At last.
Mr. Simon!
Yes, Jake?
Why did Peabody want us all to meet here?
Well,
I'm not sure. He texted me in the middle of the night.
The middle of the night?
Yes, he said he has a plan.
A plan?
Where is he? Oh, there's someone now.
So, this is where the meeting is.
Everyone, this is Mr. Barber, Pastor Williams' assistant.
Associate.
Associate, sorry.
Listen up. I'm here to oversee the little fix-up-the-church operation.
Little operation?
And
sorry, I'm late, everyone. I slept right through my alarm.
Good of you to finally show up.
I've got this now, Barber. Thanks for coming out, everyone. I finally got a look inside the church, and I have a plan.
A plan?
Yes. You each have concerns about the church. Mrs. Lee, you're worried about the lighting in the children's rooms.
Or lack of lighting.
Right. You're in charge of fixing it.
In charge? But how?
Recruit others to help you. Make a list of supplies and bring me a proposal.
She's a school teacher. She can't manage that.
I can so manage that. I'll begin right away.
Thank you. Now, the kitchen.
I'll recruit help and bring you a proposal.
Good. Natasha, you're in charge of team Smelly Kitchen. And Jake?
Youth Chapel! My students and I will fix the furniture.
Now, wait a minute. Jake, are you a carpenter or a chaplain?
A chaplain who follows the carpenter.
Way to go, Jake.
And Guy Watts, where are you?
Right here, Peabody.
You're on painting detail. Make me a supply list by the end of the day.
Already done.
That's what I like to see.
An ex-convict painting a church. Now I've heard everything.
Barber, are you volunteering to paint?
Oh, no. I'd rather be on Team Smelly Kitchen.
Awesome! You're on the list!
Oh, no, I was... Never mind.
Fixing our church won't be easy, but we can do it together. As a team. T-E-A-M. Together, everyone achieves more.
Hey, I like this guy.
Let's meet again on, say, Thursday. Now get to work, everyone.
Granddad, I wish we had a fix-up team for the choir.
Yes, yes, me too.
Oh, hey, I see Mr. Garcia. I want to recruit him for Team Smelly Kitchen.
Go on, then. Maybe there can be a fix-up team for the choir.
Everyone seems to like Peabody's plan. Well, almost everyone. I wonder what Mr. Simon has in mind for the choir. We'll find out right after this quick break.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, speaker-director of The Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Find out how you can receive a Discovery Mountain t-shirt as a thank you gift. Call us at 1-877-566-7365 today. That's 877-566-7365.
Hi, moms and dads, aunts and uncles. I'm Michelle Stutz, and I play Michelle Harris on Discovery Mountain. My niece Sophia is Discovery Mountain's biggest fan. Recently, I surprised her with a faith exercise workbook. She loves it. Do you have a Discovery Mountain fan in your family, too? Visit our website for t-shirts, audio CD sets, workbooks, and more. The perfect gifts for your fan. That's discoverymountain.com.
Now that Peabody shared his plan to have everyone help to fix up the church, things should start to look better on Harmony Corner. But just how quickly? Let's find out how the youth group's doing with fixing the furniture.
Jamie, throw me that saw.
Wyatt, I'm not throwing you a saw.
You know what I mean.
Why do you need it?
The couch leg was impossible to fix. I'm gonna cut the couch in half so we can carry it out to the trash.
Okay, if you say so.
Thanks. All right, here we go.
Hey, Wyatt, what are you doing?
Cutting the couch in half?
No, wait. I just fixed the leg, look.
Huh, what do you know? Well, Judah, you're just in time.
Okay, Wyatt, grab one end of the couch and hold it up while I put the leg back underneath.
You almost done?
Almost, all right. You can set it down now. Look.
Nice job. The couch is level again.
Okay, everyone on the couch.
Oh man, the leg shattered.
Oh, Sorry, Judah. I didn't expect that.
Neither did I.
Saw time?
Hands it over.
Hey, what's going on in here?
This couch is ready for the trash.
Wait!
Peabody?
That couch has been part of our youth group since I attended here.
It is ancient.
Hey.
No offense.
Well, I guess none taken.
We can't give up on this couch just yet.
Jake, this is your team. What direction do you give?
Oh, yeah, my team. I direct you to,
we're listening.
I direct you to, go find some snacks while I think about my directions.
I really don't want to go to the kitchen.
Hey, my mom baked some brownies before she left.
Judah, I direct you to run home and return with brownies, stat!
Yes, sir. Come on, guys.
Wyatt?
Yeah?
Give me that saw.
Fine. Here you go, Chaplain Jake.
All right, now go!
Well, Jake, you saved the couch. At least for now.
I had no idea being a chaplain would be so, complicated.
Well, you certainly have a knack for it.
Really, huh?
Yeah, the kids clearly love you.
Well, you know, I just sort of ended up here in Discovery Mountain. Well, I guess that's not actually quite true.
Oh?
Yeah, I was running away from God, see? And he brought me right here, right where he needed me, here.
Oh, you don't say. How do you run away from God?
He called me to be a missionary. I thought I could hide up here in the mountains and just forget about it all, you know? But these kids needed a missionary, one in the form of a school chaplain.
I see. Well, Jake, should we tackle that couch leg one more time?
Sure. Let's turn over the couch and take a look.
What is that sound?
Sounds like Mr. Simon and Mr. Garcia singing to me.
It's beautiful.
What do they have, a singing fix-up team?
So that's what Natasha meant.
Huh?
She told me Mr. Simon had a special project going. One to fix not just the building, but the people too.
Well, I guess that music could fix almost anything.
You might just be right, Jake.
I've seen and heard it all.
Barber?
A singing, painting ex-con. At a church, no less.
You want to say that again? This time, to my face? Look, I don't know you. Why do you seem to know so much about me?
Oh, I make it my business to learn about all the new church members in my district. Especially those who still belong in prison.
Listen here, Barber. I am a changed man.
Really? You're getting a little hot under the collar.
Look, I love this church. Don't you dare hurt it, or you'll find out how hot under the collar I can still get.
Who cares about an old building?
Why, I...
Dad?
Oh, son. Jamie and Judah. Hi, kids.
Hi, Mr. Watts. Would you like a brownie?
Yes, please. Thank you, Judah. Maybe Mr. Barber here would like one, too.
No thanks, kids. I have an appointment up the road that I have to be getting to. I'll be back, Watts.
We'll see you tomorrow, then. Son?
Dad, we have to get inside. Jake needs us.
All right.
Wyatt, you okay?
I don't know. I didn't like how that conversation looked. I'm worried about my dad.
Yeah, that didn't look good. But I don't think it's your dad we should worry about. I think that barber guy's up to no good.
You really think so?
I do. We need to keep an eye on him.
Wyatt, Judah, and Jamie slowly walked back up to the youth chapel. Jamie could be right about Barber. That appointment up the road that he mentioned? He's there, and he's meeting with someone we know very well.
Sir, thank you for meeting with me.
Barber, is it?
Yes, Mr. McGee, sir.
Well, state your business.
Sir, do you...
Hold up! My associate, Jeanette Jones.
Ah, Barber, I've heard of you.
Oh? I'm flattered.
Don't be.
Well, state your business.
Mr. McGee, I have some inside information.
Okay, spill it.
The property at Harmony Corner in Discovery Mountain might soon be available.
Available? We're listening.
Barber is meeting with McGee and Madam Manager? That can't be good news, can it, Director Doug?
I don't know. Madam Manager's changed, but, you know, she's still a shrewd businesswoman.
Yeah, and the property at Harmony Corner? It can only be...
It must be the church. Jamie's right. This barber can't be trusted.
Phew. I am glad that Peabody's there and that he has a plan.
Maybe together they can fix the church up.
It won't be possible unless they work together.
Right. Teamwork, together, everyone achieves more.
Yes, Jake and Peabody both said that. It is true.
It's especially true for us Christians. It reminds me of a verse.
Huh. What's the verse?
It's about the members of the body. Let's see if I can find it.
Well, the Bible does talk about how the body of Christ, or the church, is made up of different parts. Parts that, like our human body, can only work when they work together.
Right. Here's the verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 14. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many.
Right. The church is made up of many people. They're going to need as much help as possible to fix up the Harmony Corner Church.
Yeah, it sounds a little like they need to work quickly, like the people in Nehemiah's time.
Yes, Nehemiah had a plan to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem, too. It also depended on...
On teamwork. Teamwork is a good way to exercise our faith, whether we're building a wall, a couch leg, or a choir.
Very true. So keep exercising your faith until we see you next time.
See you then.
I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us at discoverymountain.com or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, L1H7V4. This is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain, where every day is an exercise in faith. Mission at Midnight was written by Jean Boonstra, produced by Steve Phillips, and post-produced in Ontario, Canada by Douglas Bruce and Danny Columbie.